It's actually a little bit creepy. If you go to the town of Heppner, Oregon, and go up to the graveyard and start looking at the stones, you'll see a pattern. It's June 14th, 1903. You'll see it over and over and over again on gravestone after gravestone after gravestone. More than 200 of them died on June 14th, 1903. And today I'm going to tell you how they died and why they're all there. Hi, my name's Finn J.D. John. It's Friday, April 13th, and I'm reading you a column from the archives of the weekly newspaper column I write, which is called Offbeat Oregon History. I do this every day, or every weekday anyway. Of course, if you're already subscribed to this podcast, you know that already. If you'd like to know more about this little daily podcast, or maybe the newspaper column, stay tuned or check out offbeatoregon.com. Anyway, today's column ran on April 19th, 2010, under the headline, America's Deadliest Flash Flood Happened in Heppner, Oregon. Here we go. Oregon doesn't have to deal with the hurricane season, or tornado warnings, or golf ball-sized hail, but a town in north-central Oregon was the scene of a monster flash flood a little over 100 years ago, a flood that killed at least 247 people. The town of Heppner is located in a small, tight valley that drains into the Columbia River. In 1903, it was home to just under 1,500 people. At the bottom of the valley, a tiny and innocuous little stream runs down to the river. This is Willow Creek. It's ankle deep for most of the year and runs dry sometimes in the summer. On June 14, 1903, the creek looked perfectly normal. The sky, though, did not. It was rapidly darkening, and soon it unleashed a torrent of rain and hail on the town. Witnesses said they couldn't hear each other speak, and everybody ran inside to get out of it. This may be why the flood was so deadly. Not only were almost all the residents of Heppner in their houses when it happened, but the rattle of the hail masked the roar of the wall of muddy water, trees, boards, sheep, cattle, and other flotsam that was hurtling down the canyon toward the village. Witnesses said the wall of water was 40 to 50 feet high, which seems very unlikely. Engineers afterwards claimed it was 6 feet high, which also seems unlikely. In any case, a wall it was, and it picked up dozens of occupied houses and swept them downstream. When it was over, a third of the town was gone, and many other houses were full of mud and debris from the high water. Most of the residential area of town was gone, and the business district badly damaged. Immediately after the disaster, two Heppner residents, Leslie Matlock and Bruce Kelly, took off on horseback, racing the flood in a bid to get to Lexington and Ione, which were farther down the canyon. The flood had put the telephone and telegraph lines out of service and damaged the railroad line, so the only possible way to warn the downstream towns was to ride. The riders had to stop along the way to cut their way through barbed wire fences, and they got to Lexington just a few minutes too late. But the floodwaters were slowing down, and the two riders passed the crest on their way to Ione and arrived just in time to give the warning. Among those who were caught in the torrent, survivors were few. One lucky family rode downstream in their submerged house up to their necks in water and were able to escape when it fetched up against another structure. But for the most part, those caught in the flood drowned in the flood. And when it was over, the survivors in Heppner had an awful job ahead of them. A quote from the Portland Oregonian, reprinted in Den Ouden's article in the Oregon Historical Quarterly, sums it up. Quote, "Scenes at Heppner are indescribable in their gruesomeness, their anguish, their awful desolation. No pen can exaggerate the horrors they present. Every heap of debris may contain a human form in decomposition. Many do reveal such spectacles when uncovered, and meanwhile, Willow Creek, as if to mock the dead, has returned to a purling brooklet." This tiny town had in an hour or so experienced the worst non-dam-related flash flood disaster in U.S. history, before or since, as measured by deaths. The official count was 247 killed, which is roughly one out of every six Heppner residents dead. Today, 107 years later, the debris is gone and the damage repaired or cleaned up, but you can still see the effects of the flood with a stroll through the Heppner Cemetery, located on a hill above the town. On headstone after headstone, you'll find carved, with chilling insistence, the same date of death, June 14th, 1903. You've been listening to an Offbeat Oregon History Archive column. If you'd like more, you can read hundreds of columns from the last 4 years on our website at offbeatoregon.com. On the website, you can also subscribe to get these podcasts delivered directly to your smartphone every day via RSS or iTunes, or join the conversation on the Facebook page or Twitter feed. All my stuff is covered under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license, See offbeatoregon.com/cc for details. Finally, if you're ever up in Corvallis, have time for a cup of something, look me up. I'm at finn@offbeatoregon.com, or if you do Twitter, @offbeatoregon. Have a great day.